Are you all as relieved as I am that it is 6 o'clock on Friday that we made it? Phew, finally. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not going to want to go anywhere, though. We got Pete Schwab up next with Nightlight. Always some nice, relaxing reflections on pop culture, movies, trivia, all kinds of good stuff. I like to give him a listen on my way home because you got to turn off the news sometime. I got my senior producer, Jamie, back with me because we got some great stuff coming up next week for the Maggie Dawn Show. Tell us more, Jamie.
Well, we've been a little busy, like booking these amazing people. I mean, we're going to start out next week. Matt Rothschild is going to be in as your co-host on Monday, and Dr. Melinda Brennan is going to be joining us from the ACLU of Wisconsin, so that's going to be super fun. We've got more Jim Santel next week, and then, of course, we're going to have, now we get to, like, brag a little bit, right? Now we get to brag just a little bit. Heather Cox Richardson is going to be joining you next week as well. If you've never caught her online, please go do some research on Heather Cox Richardson. She speaks the truth. And she's one of those really rare people who kind of bridges the gap between the right, the left, a little bit of the centrist. And she just tells you like it is. I love Heather.
She also, you know, when my hair is on fire, Heather is just cool. She has the number one Substack in the country. Substack is basically a newsletter that you subscribe for. I've got a Substack. I will start getting some content out there. But Heather Cox,
all your spare time.
That's right. All the leftover hours in the day. HCR has got a Substack. She's got millions of subscribers. I read her analyses every day. Sometimes I use portions of it on our show here. But here's what I like about it. She is a historian. And so her newsletters, and when I have spoken with her, we've had two on-air interviews on this program. When I've spoken with her, there is this very interesting sort of tete-a-tete that she uses with historical, like, here is the historical analogy to what's happening right now, or here is the historical context. Here's when this happened again, presented in a way that's very different from your history books from grade school and high school. She susses out and teases out details from our historical record that help inform and really help us to have a different foothold, a different understanding of what's going on now. And she does it in a way that I find refreshingly restrained.
Yes. Yes. She's a college professor by trade, right? And you can tell because she knows how to lay out a conversation and make her points in a very intellectual way that doesn't seem overwhelming all at the same time. And that is an art. Let me tell you, that is an art to that. So we're very, very excited. She's going to be joining you next week. And then we have a special show that we're going to be doing on Thursday. And this is actually one from Headlines in Wisconsin. And it's going to involve the sexploitation and sextortion of kids online. And we're going to get into a little bit of the bill that is being presented in the state of Wisconsin called Braden's Law. We're going to have John DeMay of Michigan in. If you don't know his story, I don't want to give too much away because I want everybody to listen next Thursday. But his son, Jordan, took his own life because of a sextortion case in Michigan. And John has been on this mission to basically raise awareness and has a bill in law now enacted into law in Michigan named after his son. So John's going to be here to tell his story. And then went out and we found Dave Schroeder from UW-Madison, who is an expert in cybersecurity. So he's going to give us a little information on not only keeping our kids safe, but ourselves safe in this day of disinformation and bots and all of this stuff that floods us online. So it's going to be a good week.
I grew up, and as did you, Jamie, we are familiar with one another's ages, and we're similar in age, in a time where the stupid stuff that you do because your brain isn't fully formed as a young person doesn't have existential consequences. And I think often most of my friends have kids that range in age from newborns to college age mm-hmm. students. And I often talk with them and mostly just listen to their challenges in keeping their kids safe online. And the threats that are it's out there scary. Are very real. One of my dear friends, her mom was just victimized by a online scam where the person reached out, texted, said, "This is your daughter, so-and-so. I'm stuck. I lost my phone. Please, I'm in trouble. I got arrested. Can you wire money?" And like $40,000 lighter.
Yep.
And the shame of all of this, there's a common theme in a lot of online scams, and it is leveraging our trust in one another and then creating shame because we trusted someone online.
Yes.
And using that to further the exploitation. So that's going to be an incredibly important conversation. Jamie, kudos and thanks to you for helping put that together for all of our listeners.
I love doing it. And the best part is Dave's going to actually take calls from listeners. So if there's something you want to know as that conversation is happening, you just got to call in and Dave will be happy to maybe lay some things out and answer those questions or quandaries that a lot of people have when it comes to this weird world of being online now. So
forewarned is forearmed. Jamie, thank you so much for an incredible array of guests this week, for helping getting our show up and running in this new drive time slot. My thanks to Cal and Jacob for helping me out on the board this week. And most of all, my thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. I hope you have a great weekend. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Take care.